Today, one of the biggest actors in support of health care reform, organized labor, held rallies outside of Democratic Senator Bill Nelson's district offices in Fort Myers and Tampa. The actions were called on by the Florida Alliance for Retired Americans. Cheryl Schroeder is the executive director for the West Coast Florida Federation of Labor. She reacted to the question being asked by some Democrats right now in the debate about health care. That is, should President Obama and congressional Democrats continue to try to shape the legislation to appeal to Republicans when many had recently gone on record as saying that they intend to vote against the bill, whatever is in the final product?
I think that, you know, you hate to ram anything down anybody's throat, and I think that's what it'll start to feel like. There has got to be some common ground here, and I think it's very important, not only for the legislation to pass easily, but also just for our people, just for the people that it's going to affect, needs to understand that this was a collaborative effort, that both sides got together and said, this is important, and this is how we're going to fix it.
Randall King is from Hillsborough County. When asked if he's concerned that momentum for changes in the healthcare system seemed to be stymied, at least according to new public opinion polls, King pulled out a copy of the Tampa Tribune from last week.
Well, right here in the Tampa paper from last week, where there, by their statistics, 24% of the Hillsborough County has no health insurance. That's one out of four has no health insurance, okay? Irregardless of the arguments back and forth and the things that either side wants or doesn't want, we've got to do something. We have got to do something because this is unsustainable, even for those that have health insurance and certainly for those that don't have health insurance.
Flo Feliciano is a retired teacher who worked in Hillsborough County schools. She said because she's on Medicare, her concerns are more with her children and grandchildren. And she relayed a personal experience.
My daughter had cancer 3 years ago, and she went to a well-known cancer hospital here in Tampa, Florida. Now, she had insurance, but the insurance company still denied some of her treatments. She died a very painful death. Her younger brother, who said to me, Mom, I have to live long enough to raise up my children. I'm leaving the United States. I'm going to Europe. And that's where he's been living for 2 years.
What country?
Norway.
As the rhetoric has heated up on both sides of the debate, the invoking of terms like Nazism and Hitler have been used. On his radio program on Wednesday, Rush Limbaugh said that he wasn't calling Barack Obama Hitler in the respect that he promotes genocide, but said there are similarities with what he is doing and what Hitler's party did in Germany in the 1930s. Conversely, Steve Sarnoff from Clearwater, president of the Communication Workers of America Local 3179, accused those who have come to be disruptive at congressional town hall meetings this month in similar terms.
I would ask people to go to the library and find a copy of Mein Kampf and read it again, because they would find that the tactics being used by those people who oppose health care are the same tactic used by Hitler and Goebbels against the Democratic Republic of Germany. They come to meetings purposely disrupted, but then they blame the other side as being the cause of the disruption. They pack everything with lies. The old adage of theirs is, you tell a big lie big enough and all the time it becomes the truth. And unfortunately, too many people have only heard the lies.
A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll finds many myths about the health care legislation being accepted by the public. The poll finds 50% of Americans believe that undocumented immigrants would be allowed insurance benefits under the new plan, although they won't. The same number believe that women would be paid to have abortions. Jessica Pembles with the Florida Consumer Action Network.
I think the opposition, they're just trying to scare the elderly, which I think is completely inappropriate, and it just shouldn't be happening, and we need to get the facts out there, and we need to get the truth, which whitehouse.gov/realitycheck has a lot of the answers to the lies that are being spread.